like I said, as far as that in this area here, when they broke the ground, I mean, I've heard them using I think they use them, what they call a middle buster or something like that, you know. But down here, I mean, the only thing I've ever seen them use, you know, was just a plow, you know.
Yeah.
And it was usually a single plow, you know, that have old mule or horse, you know, just plow through ground. It's not that, it didn't ever get that hard down here, you know, like I said, the soil is sandy.
Yeah.
And loamy anyhow, you know, you don't have any real hard ground. Like I said, there wasn't that much, you know.
So you never used one of those things, maybe break the soil up finer after you?
No, in other words, after they'd turned it up, busted up with a plow, you know, I mean, then they'd use the rakes, you know, and hose and such as that to make the rows and all.
You didn't need
them. Well, like I said, now on up in the interior, though, what I mean, up in the real farming area, you know, they might have used those things. But like I said, I'm not that well acquainted with the.
Okay. Did you ever like come up the road, maybe there was a log in the middle of the road, you'd have to
detour?
Huh?
Have to detour?
No, you might have to take a rope to a log and
snake it off? Well, I mean, yeah.
Everybody call that snake. Most people would just say I had to get the log and.
Well, in other words, that's a term snake is used around in this locale because of the fact that we have so much low land that you couldn't always get, for instance, in Cypress.
Yeah.
Say we had boat building in this area, you know,
uh-huh.
And wooden ships and all. They used a lot of the Cypress. We had a lot of Cypress around here. And consequently, Cypress grows in low land with a lot of water, you know. And as a result of that, why a lot of times you could cut the trees, but you couldn't get them out by boat, you know, and you couldn't wade, so you'd skid them or snake them, you know, with a line. You know, maybe hook a team of mules or oxen, and of course they still use that term today with the mechanized equipment, you know. In other words, they'll take a long cable or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
And in a low place where they'll snake it to higher ground, see.
Most people would say drag.
And, well, they call it snaking. In other words, just skid it through the mud, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what they used around here. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Now, when you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a
paper sack.
Yeah, well, did you ever, what kind of sacks did potatoes used to come in? Kind of bag or?
Well, a regular potato sack, they called it, you know what I mean? Potato sack had vents in it, you know. So the potatoes could get air, you know. Grocers, regular grocery bags. I can remember the times talking about fruit. I can remember the times that if you bought all your groceries at a certain store, you know, and they would use that, if you had a bunch of children and all, they'd give you the fruit.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? In other words, if you went up and bought $4, $5, $6 worth of groceries one time, well, it wasn't nothing for them to. Maybe he'll take a few bananas, you know, for them kids, a few apples, a few oranges. Of course, that was, like I said, you know, fruit, most people, we had pear trees and